Are you living a life that feels good? Could it be better? Welcome to the Pursuit of You podcast. I'm Jocelyn Kate. What does it mean to be in the pursuit of you? Identifying and validating your own feelings, communicating them in healthy ways, and building a network of people who will love and respect you in all the ways you deserve so you can experience ultimate happiness through emotional connection. Welcome to episode 7, standing outside the door to the party, somewhere I think we've all found ourselves. In this episode, I want to talk about how we find the right care communities and how it's kind of like standing outside the door to the party. So how do we find the right people to participate in our care communities? And what does the relationship building process look like? And how do we coordinate our relationship building process with other people? One of the most important parts of maintaining a healthy relationship is finding out which needs need to be met and what those met needs actually look like. How are they met for each person? Navigating these situations takes open communication and vulnerability. We have to be willing to express ourselves and specifically identify to our care partners which needs we want met. When we identify our own needs and then communicate them to our care partners in open and healthy ways, we allow them to choose how to respond. Giving someone the choice to care rather than requesting or insisting that they do allows us the distance and perspective to decide if they can or are willing to be a healthy member of our care community. It allows us to distance our worthiness from their decision. Forming our care communities and finding the right people who understand our feelings and needs and are willing to communicate and compromise in healthy ways is much like finding the right group at a party. Oftentimes when we enter a party, most of the groups have been formed already, the dynamics have been set, and it's up to us to navigate the dynamics to find our place. So imagine you're standing outside the door to a big party. There's hundreds of people there, and there's groups of people in every corner talking and laughing and sharing stories. And we can choose to walk in and choose to participate in any of the groups. But before we do, we know two things. That the first group we choose may not be the right one for us. And that the group we choose may not accept or welcome us. And knowing these two things doesn't stop us, because we know eventually we will find a good group of people who does want to welcome us and who we want to be a part of. Starting with that first group is the only way we'll get to where we'll be comfortable. And before that, entering the party is the only way we'll get to exploring the groups and the relationships. It's up to us to make the choice about whether or not we want to enter and participate. And regardless of our past experiences with other partygoers, the only way we'll find a group to engage us is if we step inside and put ourselves out there. Waiting to be invited into the party surrenders the control over getting our needs met through healthy relationships to someone else. Choosing to walk in and participate allows us the ability to manage relationship building and our energy related to those interactions. We want to go inside and build relationships and have our needs met and be a part of a happy group. But to do that, we have to put our best foot forward. We offer good energy to others through our interactions. We greet people, ask questions, and then we find a place to land before we settle in. And to find that place, we consider what impression or experience we want to give to others of us, of ourselves. We demonstrate the good abilities in us so that we will be received well, and then we evaluate how other people receive us. So then we can find out, did we find the right place or do we keep searching? Building our care communities, and more importantly, engaging our care communities, is similar to standing outside the door to a party. Even if it's a party we've been to before, we don't want to wait outside for someone else to come and get us. We want to go in and find our people. We want to choose how to engage, which is what welcomes other people to engage with us on our level. And if we never step inside, we'll be left waiting outside, surrendering control of getting what we want or what we need. Sometimes we find ourselves outside of the party and we don't know how we got there. But the only thing we can do is re-engage. Standing outside the party indicates to others that we're not open to engagement. Sometimes we get tired of the party and we leave. Sometimes something happens that causes us to no longer feel welcome. Sometimes someone else deliberately kicks us out. However it happens, however we find ourselves back outside the doors, the choice to re-engage always remains within our control. Getting our needs met, finding the right care community, and engaging in healthy ways is always within our control. Entering a party takes vulnerability. It's scary. Navigating an unfamiliar situation to get what we need can be difficult and scary. But the only way we can fully connect with other people and find happiness through that connection is to put ourselves out there again and again and again. Working through vulnerable moments takes an endless replenishment of self-worth. So in the next episode, I'm going to talk about the self-worth drug and where to get an endless supply.